Now that you've learned about the form of the different verb tenses, let's talk about the meaning, because really this is most important. It's not that important that you can name each verb tense, but it's certainly helpful if you know the names of the verb tenses so that when you're talking about them in a grammar lesson, you have an understanding of what verb tense is being discussed. So the meaning is the most important thing about these different verb tenses. How do you know which verb tense to use to express what you want to say, whether you're speaking or writing? Let's look at an example paragraph here. You see a timetable of Maria's daily schedule at the left. And below are some sentences using a variety of verb tenses. So if you study the table and the sentences, then you get a good idea of when to use each different verb tense. When you're done listening and reading the paragraph, try the matching activity below. You'll match each sentence to the correct category by identifying the verb tense that's used. All right, let's listen to Maria's daily schedule. Maria usually gets up at 6:30 every morning, fixes breakfast at 7, and then leaves for school at 7:45. Today, before she ate lunch at 12:30, she had attended a math lecture from 9 to 10 o'clock. At about 12:15, she was talking to friends for about 15 minutes before lunchtime. Right now it is 2 o'clock, and I am waiting to meet her so we can go to the library at 2:30. Maria has already had a busy day. At 4:30, she will leave for work, so I know she's going to be tired tonight. By the time she goes to bed at 11 p.m., she will have been awake for over 16 hours. Go ahead and try the activity below, including the bonus question, and see if you can identify each verb tense that's used in this paragraph. More importantly, see if you can explain why each verb tense is used. If you need a review, go back to page 2 and look at the overview of verb tenses table once again.